Welcome to Two Bards, One Mic. Insert interesting music here.
I swear we're actually going to get music one of these days.
Nah.
I'm going to clap really loud, okay? Here we are.
Here we are.
What number is this? 30,
45.
45? No. No.
No? Okay.
What's that record? There's some song about 45. It has nothing to do with guns. It's a record he's talking about, I think.
Oh, my big 10-inch red.
No.
Rip blues.
No, that's Aerosmith. This
right.
is I'm the one I'm thinking of is like Sugar Ray or something like that, or not Sugar Ray, but around that time.
Okay.
45. I don't know. Something about a record.
Okay, someone will chime in.
I'm sure they will.
Michael Perdue.
Oh.
Just a sec. I haven't done this in so long.
Mike.
Hi, Mike.
Oh my God. This is what
Philippine
he does.
Philippine mangoes.
This is what he does. All right, put them down. It's better than man goes to Philippines, I suppose. Are we doing an ASMR video now? Or audio?
Sure.
Wait, give me the brush. You know what ASMR is, right?
No.
Autonomic yes. somal something median response, I think.
Okay.
Autonomic somal median response. Sounds about right. Basically, it causes an autonomic referred reaction, like your back tingles and all sorts of crap, but you do like the stereo, like first we're gonna whisper a little bit into the microphone.
We're gonna whisper.
Yeah, and then you do this. Now, if you're listening to the mono version, that probably doesn't do anything.
No,
it probably was just meaningless
for you.
But oh, hey, Chris Piazzo, we are live again. Chris Piazzo gave you a thumbs up for no eating, and apparently when we gave Arizona the finger, we locked up the feed. Damn it, Jan Brewer.
When we locked up what feed?
The stream.
Oh, okay. Because I just got thanks, Michael. Do we need a chat server for the show?
Sure. If you guys want to do that, that's by all means, go for it. I think the YouTube chats are okay. They are a little confusing, but it also gives us a nice, huge comment count when we're done. And you know we're all about the comment
true.
Count.
Yeah. I don't know what that means.
I can't even go buy tea without buying constant comment.
I do have something.
I don't want.
My last Tim Tam.
So, quick shout out to Stuart Hume.
Mm-hmm.
Who loaded me up with Australian sweets. I got Violet Crumble, which I oftentimes try to call Violent Tumble because I did a Photoshop of that back in 2004 and it's just stuck with me ever since. Bounty, which is like an Australian Mounds bar.
Mm.
It's really good too because they're chocolate there. They don't put all the shit to make it all shiny, so mm-hmm. it tastes really good.
Yeah.
There were some malt balls, I forget the name of those, but they were better than Whoppers by far. Malties or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
They were really good. Of course, Tim Tams. We also got, it's the name of a day, like a celebration day in Australia, Anzac biscuits.
Okay.
Let's go with Anzac. I think it's Anzac. Delicious awesomeness came in a care package.
Wow.
Thank you. Thanks, Stuart. You're the best.
Wish I got care packages like that.
Nobody cares about
my
you.
My waistline doesn't...
My package cares about you.
I'm so glad your package cares about me.
We've got the biggest package of them all. Difference is I deliver on Sunday. What? Thanks, Chewy. So
right, that was Chewy, okay.
So Chris Piazzo, of course, brought up the brown note. Because I think you were singing. There you go, brown note.
Oh.
You know the legend of the brown note?
No.
Supposedly, there exists a frequency of sound that will make you crap your pants. But the Mythbusters pretty much disproved it.
Mm. Okay.
So,
I heard there was a microwave machine or something that the Army was working on to make people...
That's real. What that is... That,
wouldn't that be a brown note?
Oh, no, it doesn't make them crap their pants. It causes them to think they're on fire.
Oh.
Yeah, there is... there's an audio thing that they're working on that just disperses people because the note... You can't even think. It reverberates in your skull and you can't think, but it doesn't make you shit yourself.
Oh, okay.
Well, unless you were already going to. There is one that
makes you vomit or shit yourself or just...
There is one that makes you nauseated. There is one that makes you nauseated.
Okay.
Because it fucks with your equilibrium and all that jazz. Hmm. It makes most people nauseated.
Okay.
Yeah, it is all on Discovery. Like, non-lethal weapons.
Yeah.
Pretty sure Arlie Emery screamed a lot and I learned some things. Like how to love.
Too bad it's Ermy.
Really?
Arlie Ermy.
Arlie Ermy.
I keep saying Emery.
Yeah, you're right. You're right, and it is. The dude who got his job on a movie because he was pelted with water, oranges, and tennis balls while spewing, what was it, like 15 minutes of uninterrupted shouts and... derogatory. Basically, he did what he was doing as Gunnery Sergeant Hartman for 15 minutes while being pummeled.
For what? That was his audition tape?
It wasn't his audition tape, because originally he was coming on as a consultant.
Right.
And Kubrick was like, no, it's him. We're taking him. He's coming on. So, pretty cool stuff. So, Michael Perdue says... I sent that SMS when you were talking about not being able to see the Twitter comments.
Oh.
So for the chat room. Like, do we need to...
Right.
So, no, we wanted people to be able to communicate with us via Twitter, and for some reason it's just not working.
Yeah.
Don't know why.
So, Facebook your questions now.
Yes.
I guess. Yes. That's our lesson.
Paula asks where she can find Tim Tams, and I want to address that really quickly. They are Australian. Okay. I have heard that Pier 1 or World Market, one of the two, imports them as Arnott's biscuits or Arnott's cookies or something like that.
A-R-N-O-T-T-S, right?
Apostrophe S.
Apostrophe S, yeah.
I believe. Yes.
Okay.
So, you know, internet plural. No, it's possessive. And if you use an apostrophe to make a plural, I'm going to push you down. And it's probably going to happen in the comments. Stop it. So anyway, Tim Tams can be found, I believe, there. Otherwise, you can order them on Amazon. There is quite a hefty import fee, but they're worth it. They're totally worth it.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought that they'd have a local distributor. You have to get it at a...
Yeah, go figure.
Yeah, they were. And there's Arnott's, A-R-N-O-T-T, apostrophe S, Tim Tam original. The most irresistible chocolate biscuit, and I can tell you,
it's true.
I've had a lot of chocolate biscuits, and these are bar none. Divine.
And of course, we need to explain the Tim Tam Slam. I think we already have, but I'm going to explain it again.
Please do.
The Tim Tam Slam is when you take a hot beverage, coffee or tea. Many prefer one or the other. Coffee being, I think, the leader in the U.S. anyway.
Probably, yes.
You bite off opposing corners of the Tim Tam. And then you suck the hot beverage up into the cookie, and as soon as you taste the liquid coming through the cookie, you quickly flip it over, pop it in your mouth, and it is a melty, gooey, chocolatey, coffee-y, or tea-y, amaze-balls explosion.
Which I never got to do.
No, you just ate the last one. Stuart sent me some, so you can come over. We can make some nice Earl Grey hot.
Ooh. Earl Grey with chocolate.
We'll make it so.
Yes.
That Stewie is apparently... We'll make it so. Number one, take care of my number two.
Some Earl Grey Poupon.
Oh, Poupon. So come over.
Back to the brown note.
Brown note, always, because... Yeah. So come over, we'll have some tea. It'll be good.
Okay.
Yeah.
No other reason to get together.
And Aaron, open my package! My package of Tim Tams. She's on the live feed taunting me.
I'm hoping she's opened your package.
I delivered on Sunday. I said,
right.
Yeah, of Tim Tams. She opened my package. Now there's brown stuff all over her face. Not your brown stuff. Just brown stuff.
Just brown
note. Dude. Anyway.
So I hope people ask questions because I got two.
Well, we have other things to talk about as well.
We do.
I had a little trip. Took a trip this week.
Yes, you
down,
did.
Down to Idaho. Not
Ida's not a hoe.
I've never met her.
Well,
but you know what, man? She wants to get it on. That's her business, man. You know what? I'd probably go upstairs, give her a high five on that one. Not you.
You're See, not even. I wasn't gonna leave you hanging, and now I just look stupid on camera.
You're a slut out of work.
That is so true.
So no, I went to Idaho to visit my children, and I got to stay with Aaron's parents without Aaron, which was awesome because we just had cupcake parties and you know all the stuff that they never do when she's there.
Mm-hmm.
We did all of that.
Outstanding.
Yeah. We went to the Spaghetti Factory,
mm-hmm.
ordered her favorite dish, threw it out.
Just threw it out?
Just threw it on right principle. The fuck out. No.
No?
No, on a busboy.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. Principal, gotcha.
Principal.
So that was a lot of fun. No, we just, you know, we had a good time. I got to see my brother. My parents needed a new computer.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know where I'm going with this?
Did you build them one?
No, I didn't build them one.
No.
I bought them. Well, I didn't buy them, but I went with them to buy one at Best Buy.
Okay.
Because that's Best Buy is old people internet.
True.
So
yes.
We went and got a Dell XPS, pretty nice system.
Mm-hmm.
And it had Windows 8.
Awesome.
You'd think.
8 or 8.? Oh, it didn't have 8.1.
No, it had 8.1. It had
okay.
8.1. That, okay. And even if it didn't, it would have by the time I left.
Right.
But learning curve.
Oh.
Like if they'd been going from zero,
mm-hmm.
I think it would have been way easier than last time they learned how to use a computer. But because they were going from Windows Vista to 8.1, it was entertaining. And they're not stupid people at all. I mean, they're very smart. Like my mm-hmm. dad has, like, he knows all this crazy math for being an electrician that you have to know.
Mm-hmm.
He can, you know, spot resistors and tell you exactly what their resist. I don't know these things.
Right.
But he can look at the bands and be like, oh, that's ohms. And if you put it in parallel with this, you get this. And you just, you know, don't kill yourself. That's what he'll say.
Mm-hmm.
So they're not stupid people. They know plenty of stuff. But computers are like a wall for a lot of people.
Yes.
And they refuse to climb it.
Yes.
So
I know. My dad keeps talking about a family friend who has no way of being identified with this podcast, but she will still remain nameless.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Dad had an iPhone 4. Mom had a new iPhone 5. And so dad took mom's, shifted everything from the account onto his, and then took his and gave it to our family friend, who doesn't realize that you have to get out of the app by hitting the home button before you can go into another app, or is in the email program.
Right.
And wants to send my sister a text,
mm-hmm.
so puts the phone number in the two line.
Right.
And she's, I mean, she was a head nurse. She was a former teacher.
Right.
She's not stupid, but wow, no clue on electronic stuff.
Funny story about the text thing. That was a feature for a while. Got pulled out. Messaging was going to include SMS. You could do everything from that app. Nope, got pulled.
Nope.
Licensing and patents and all that shit.
Oh.
Yeah. Paula Moran, by the way, just brought up, what is, do we like Girl Scout cookies? And if so, what kind? There's only one kind.
There's two.
Thin mints are of the devil. So if you're
gonna... Well, that's true, because you do not like mint.
But Samoas are the only, they're the only Girl Scout cookie that exists.
Samoa?
I don't like tagalongs. I don't like ring-a-dings or...
They're shortbread.
Nope.
I like their shortbread cookies.
If I'm getting a shortbread cookie, it's going to be in a Christmas-themed tin, and it's going to be 25 years old. It's the only way I eat them.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll eat any Girl Scout cookie except the lemon things.
Oh, God. Are those the Do-si-dos? Or?
I don't know.
No, the Do-si-dos are like peanut butter, right? I don't fucking know.
Peanut butter's fun. Yeah, I don't know what they're called anymore.
You know why? Because
there's
only
one.
Samoas. They are the fucking Zool of cookies. There is no Dana, only Samoas.
Coconut, caramel,
chocolate,
and shortbread.
Huh.
Hello.
It's just a superior cookie to everything.
Yes.
It's
except,
so good.
Except the MSM magical cookies.
The MSN magical cookie?
MSM.
Oh, MSM. Magic Sandwich Makers in Tacoma.
Remember the cookies?
Yes, I do remember the cookie. They were ridiculous. But Girl Scouts don't sell those.
No, they don't. But
a crackhead will get you a dozen.
Yeah.
You know, if you get him some crack. But Girl Scouts don't sell them.
No.
So, they, yeah, those are the best. Aaron's just taunting me on this feed. But at least Aaron Jackson knows what's up. Thin mints are of the devil. It's true. It is.
They may be, but there is something about.
Do you freeze
thin
them?
Minty
Do you
goodness.
Freeze them?
No.
You've never heard of that? That's like a thing for people who eat thin mints, so the mentally challenged.
So is chewing a bunch of Altoids and then going down on somebody, but I don't think that's real either.
Oh, it's real. It's just not fun.
Yeah, I didn't understand how a lot of sharp jacket pieces of breath mint would be fun.
It's more the mint that's the issue.
Is it?
Cooling isn't a thing. Stinging electricity through your entire self, that's a thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure hydrochloric acid just gives you a tingling sensation, right? Fuck that. Keep the mints for after.
Yes.
Like a normal
after
human.
Mints.
After mints.
But you don't
condiments.
Like, you don't like mints.
One, you know, do them both at the same time. Make a condiment.
There you go.
Did you hear about that school, by the way? It was some college. You of bumfuck. I don't know. They to promote safe sex, they stapled condoms to these.
No.
Not the actual condom, but the wrapper. So,
oh,
but
okay.
It's still just as bad because then bacteria get on it and, you know, it dries out and the staple probably rubbed against it. And a condom that is less than effective is not effective.
Nope.
So.
It's a nondom.
Anyway.
Do we want to address the questions here so that we don't have any fear of
yeah, let's do that. And it was confirmed, by the way, that Do-Si-Dos are the peanut butter ones.
Awesome.
So.
Who is confirming all this saccharine goodness?
That is Aaron Jackson.
Oh.
Yeah. And no Douglas Michael, Pop Rocks, and Fellatio, or Cunnilingus is not. That is an urban stupid.
Wow.
That's an urban stupid. It's not an urban legend, because I know people have tried it. It's an urban stupid.
Oh, my God.
I don't even like the way they feel in my mouth. Why not just
Can you even still get Pop Rocks? I thought those were illegal.
Why not just chew on some caps at that point?
Pop.
We're too old, right?
Yeah.
They don't do those anymore, right?
No.
No, because you can make meth out of them, probably. All right, let's answer
sure
these questions.
There's something you can do. You can snort them or something.
Before we start talking about True Detective, let's answer these questions.
Yes. So Paula Moran writes in from after the last podcast, whenever the hell that was. Do you have any favorite classic Universal monsters? And I'm assuming Universal Studios. And if so, which one or ones and why?
I like the creature a lot. Big fan of the creature because it's the articulated...
Which creature?
The one from the Black Lagoon.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because people often say Frankenstein, and they're referring to the doctor when it's Frankenstein's creature. That
Frankenstein's monster or creature.
Frankenstein's monster.
But I mean the creature from the Black Lagoon.
Yeah, that's my...
Basically anything Bela Lugosi did is just awesome.
Yes.
And Karloff. I mean, they all were great. Jeez, man. How do you pick a favorite?
Yeah, none of those two. I mean, you got Mummy, Dracula, Werewolf, and Frankenstein.
Though, for Dracula, I prefer the Hammer Dracula, Christopher Lee. I prefer that Dracula. That's the Dracula that... So before watching the movies, I played Castlevania. And actually, like, Castlevania pulled a lot from the Hammer films.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I really liked... I sort of dug on the Hammer Dracula, which was more my speed. It was kind of that like late 60s, early 70s vibe, too. So Dracula was kind of a swinging cat.
Oh, yeah, no.
Not really, but it was Christopher Lee.
Yeah, I don't even know that I've seen that one.
He killed people for a living and then went on to acting. That's cool. Kind of.
What did he do?
He was, I want to say he was, is MI6, is that a real thing or is that just James Bond? He was Secret Service in Britain.
Christopher Lee was?
Yeah.
Wow. That's like...
deadly.
What's his name that was a Chicago cop?
Oh, from the commish?
Torino.
Oh, that guy.
Yeah. He's no longer with us either.
Damn.
But, yeah, I would say Creature from the Black Lagoon, first and foremost. It was one of the first ones that I saw. And, yeah, the whole articulated suit and him swimming mm-hmm, through mm-hmm. the water. I mean, that guy, that actor was mm-hmm. amazing.
Yeah, and it was really good. The first Mummy movie was really, really well done as well. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, I don't know. The Mummy never did it for me.
Yeah.
The story around the Mummy was kind of cool, but the Mummy itself was just kind of meh. Wolfman, always awesome.
Yes.
Love the Wolfman.
And the lady who plays the violin out the window
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
on the full moon.
Yeah, but I'm gonna stick with the Creature from the Black Lagoon.
Yep, me too.
Wonderful.
Chris Piazza writes in and says he just realized that Cosmos was on Fox. Do we have any concern it will be canceled before its time, like so many other Fox programs?
Well, if they start shuffling it around, it will.
Yeah.
It will.
Yeah.
My other concern is that Nielsen families are not the kind of people who watch Cosmos. That's nope. My other big concern. Now, the thought is it's already been sold for, what was it, 13 episodes, something like that. It's been sold for its entire run, the mm-hmm. entire intended run. So the question is, will it be picked up for another new season?
Right.
I don't know. I don't know if it's going to happen. I have not watched it yet. I feel like a shit, but I was busy all weekend.
I have not seen it either, but I think that it's like you said, it's either going to make it or it's not.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think they're going to shuffle the time, but if they do, that's the first nail in the coffin.
Yeah, absolutely.
But wow, they're really stupid if they do, because it's like the only thing out there besides Mythbusters
mm-hmm.
that's any kind of cool,
science-y.
Current science-y with any sort of regularity.
Though, did you hear, trying to remember who agreed to produce it, but I Fucking Love Science, the Facebook page,
mm-hmm.
being turned into a show.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah, and I'm hoping Vsauce follows, because those guys rock. Well, Michael from Vsauce rocks.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I Fucking Love Science is being picked up as an actual show, so it's going to be awesome to see that. It's cool. I believe the curator of the page is Australian. I believe she's really just like, I like her because she doesn't fuck around. She just, mm-hmm. you know, and like she had a problem when she first started. She wasn't citing sources or crediting pictures.
Oh.
Someone called her out on it. And instead of fighting them or moaning or any of that crap, she just instantly apologized and started crediting pictures and then back, you know, went back mm-hmm. and edited and credited. So she's like a normal human being. Not
yeah.
not one of those Facebook celebrities
Troy
who goes,
celebrity,
yeah,
yeah.
I hate that. So, Will Wheaton, I'm talking to you. I'm not really talking to you.
No.
He might listen. He doesn't listen. So, we have a question.
Not with the court order that somebody has on him now.
Right. We tell the story, because I haven't heard it. Will Wheaton's got a court order against him?
Well, not...
Are you thinking of the Big Bang Theory?
No.
Okay.
We're talking about someone who is not allowed to contact him anymore.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah, that's
from
fine.
Our depths.
Yeah, that's fine. That's
basically a...
Okay. So, order. We've got a Michael Perdue...
I can't read that.
It says Scott Ducati 848 or Harley Electra Glide. Is this even a question? Is this even a question for you? Because for me, it's like, I don't know, what are those? Is a Ducati 848, what is that, like an airplane or a sandwich?
It's
an airplane sandwich. Okay.
Like a rice burner.
So like one of the ones that looks like someone just beat the fuck out of a praying mantis and put wheels on it.
Ish, yes.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah. I'm gonna have to say every fucking time there's one, there's only Harley Davidson.
And Samoas.
And Samoas, but Harley Davidson doesn't make cookies.
No.
They make kick-ass motorcycles.
If they did, they would taste like bacon and cigars.
But let me see which, yeah, Electra Glide.
Yeah.
I have a Heritage Classic Softail that I really want to
do
move
all
up.
Of their bikes sound like some kind of shifty backroom action at a porn shop?
Yeah.
The Electric Glide, the Softail.
Fat Boy, Softail, Electric Glide.
I was just
there's
joking.
There's the Road King.
Yeah, I bet there's the Road King.
Yeah, there is. But yeah, I wanna upgrade to a cruiser bike with a fairing that's just all about comfort.
Mm.
Because I love.
Well, if you're going to have someone on your soft
my FLSDC.
You're going to want it to be about comfort.
But man, that is hard for long rides.
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah. So Chris Piazzo brought up something that we were going to talk about inevitably on this show. And that
porn?
Is... I said Chris Piazzo brought it up.
Oh.
Not Chris Piazzo mailed it to me in a black... But thank you, by the way, Chris. Thank you, buddy.
Thanks for that care package.
Not actually my wheelhouse, but I bet someone will love it. Scott likes Shave Panda porn. So we and at El Good Times premiered a new show today. Just
awesome.
A few hours ago.
Yes.
It is season 2, episode 2.1. This is a four-parter. Big, big episode. The first part is the preamble. It is it's an 11-minute bit. It's got a music video in it. Really cool. We will put the link, by we, I mean, hey, Seth, how's it going? In the comments.
In the comments on the Facebook
also,
page.
We've already, I think, shared it, but we'll share it again. It's great. Those guys rock.
Yes.
They're just awesome.
Now, Season 2, Episode 1 was Couch Continuum.
Season 2, Episode 1 was Couch Continuum. Okay. Season 2, Episode 2-1 is Mayor. The Mayor.
Part 1, and then it's going to be the Mayor Part 2.
Well, no, this is the Mayor Preamble.
Oh,
I think the
okay.
Next one's going to be Mayor Part 1.
Okay.
We the people in order
will
to...
Will there be a Mayor Postamble?
Yeah. Why wouldn't there be?
Okay.
Postscript?
So Preamble 1, 2, Postamble.
No.
Or Postscript.
Post-haste.
Fiend.
Yeah. So it's all shot. It's just still in post.
Mm-hmm.
Script.
Because everybody... They do it all themselves and...
Yeah, and oh man, they took everything up a notch.
Oh.
Or 17.
Yeah.
There's hand-drawn animation in this one. Mixed with 3D elements. So it's...
Color-graded.
Color-graded.
Good equipment.
Yeah, tons of tracking. Awesome stuff. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Pretty cool. So definitely go and check that out. Tell them 2 Bards sent you.
Yes.
You'll get 50% off the admission price of nothing. Congratulations.
But we'll reap all the benefit of knowing that...
We'll weep all the benefit.
We'll
that is
weep.
True.
It is not 1 a.m. I am not on my best. And it's
was
been
it
a
weep,
long
not a weep, ninny bong?
Fucking week for me.
No, really? You're just going to waltz right over my reference?
Sorry.
Grah, weep, nana, weep, ninny bong? No? Transformers the movie? Dare to be stupid. All right. You dare. It's all right. You dare.
The animated movie?
Yes.
Okay.
Samoas. There is only one Transformers movie, and at the end, Rodimus Prime... Pulls that.
I haven't seen that movie since it was on the silver screen in its original release.
Good.
So.
Fine.
I
Grand.
Do not know that reference. I'm
right,
sorry.
Then.
If you had done Klaatu Baradanikto, I may have been able to reference that.
But
to,
which one would you, which reference would you have taken? The Day
I would
of
have
the
taken,
still?
Yes.
Okay. So Gort, not, you wouldn't,
Gort.
Have, you wouldn't have done Army of Darkness.
No.
All right.
It would have been the original.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was invaded something. But yeah, Day of the Earth stood still.
The
metal
maybe,
thing
yeah,
comes
yeah.
out of the
yeah
spaceship.
There you go.
Talks to somebody.
Talks to the world. And then they kill it.
Yeah, because we're stupid. Which, oh, hey, to bring up a current topic. bring it over here. Did you hear about the Malaysian
airplane
flight that has gone missing?
And there were a number of stolen passports aboard. And
the thing I've heard just on the radio tonight on the way to gather your presence.
Mm-hmm.
Presence, not tst, like.
I know what you mean. Right. You did gather some, though.
Was that. I did. Oh, I'm so happy. Was that what they did was they took and flew it beneath radar, below radar,
mm-hmm.
North Korea, off the passengers, dirty bomb it, fly it out as a missile.
And it still failed.
No, that's what they're afraid is going to happen.
Oh, okay.
Because once they land it,
mm-hmm.
and there's no wreckage, there's no nothing, and there's right. six countries looking for it.
Gotcha.
That they could have done all this and mm-hmm. ripped out all the identifying transponders and transcoders or whatever.
Right.
And now you've just got this in...
Because they can't get their rocket. Their rocket...
No.
Just suck. They're dongs. They're called dongs.
Are they?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, that's almost as bad as Scud missile.
Scud just sounds like... Oh, like you need a Breva to take care of it?
Yeah.
Oh, Scud's horrible. But...
And then there's the Patriot missile. It will defend everything. And launch then, the Patriot.
And then the racially sensitive Tomahawk.
Yes.
That was always a good one. What were those? They were like 1.2 million a piece or something. And they were just shooting them like they were M80s at a, you know.
At a white trash 4th yeah, of July.
Exactly. Back alley at the local cat with feline HIV or FIV or whatever. You know, I know someone who actually, this is a sidebar.
Okay.
I know someone who was playing Captain America with the Roman candles, where they take the garbage can lid,
mm-hmm.
and it hit him in the neck and zigzagged down his chest, and he has an amazing scar. Like, it is impressive. Lightning bolt-shaped scar, but yeah, that ruined that 4th of July.
Cauterized at the mm-hmm. same time, which is good. If you've got to do something like that, cauterize it at once.
I guess it would have ruined it, but I wasn't... I was banging the host sister in the back room, so we didn't hear what was going on until the ambulances arrived. It was a good 4th of July.
For somebody.
For not him.
Nope.
Still lightning bolt shaped, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, that's pretty cool.
Any other questions?
No, just Chris Piazza talking about the awesomeness of Transformers, the animated movie, and the Junkyard Bots, the music video. It's all good stuff. Oh, I think he means the music video in And That, which is also awesome. I agree. But the music video for Dare to Be Stupid, which was pulled together from the Transformers movie, was awesome.
I like Paula's use of Thin Mints. I agree.
Let's explain that, because it sounds horrible if you don't explain it.
Why?
Paula's using Thin Mints and it's amazing. Let's talk
about it. We've only talked about Altoids and a few other things that would be inappropriately used, but this was appropriately
used.
But
put them in a glass full of milk. Break them into quarters. Put them in a glass full of milk.
And a number of them.
A number.
Not like, just like one.
Yeah. I mean,
you got to put them in the glass and then fill it with preferably whole milk, probably. Maybe some heavy whipping cream.
Oh, God. Because... You're taking this to the wrong level.
Oh my god. Now that's all I want.
Picture of a cat, heavy breathing. Holy crap. No. No.
Yes, I want that so bad. I am so jonesing for mint right now, you wouldn't believe it.
That is the trick for day after cake, though. Day after cake, you put it in a bowl with milk. You make that shit into cake soup.
Oh. Okay. New want. I want cake soup right now.
Well, that's what we did.
That sounds
that's
amazing.
What, by we, I mean this fat ass. That's what we did with the leftovers. And yeah, the red velvet birthday cake we got for Aaron.
Raspberry.
Yeah.
Oh,
we got, when Aaron had her birthday, we picked up from a local bakery a red velvet cake, sheet cake, with raspberry filling and real cream cheese frosting.
Yeah. Oh my God, that was amazing.
It was funny. It was good.
I probably...
Not sure you like big fat cake.
This tablet-sized piece of cake.
This is an 8-inch, 16 by 9 tablet.
And Brian, I mean, it took everything on the spatula to scoop it out of the plate. Brian just looks at it. He's like, you gonna leave any for anybody? You sure you want that much? And I'm like, yes, I am positive I want that much, Brian.
So
that was
apparently Michael Perdue is watching us and porn on the other screen, and it's more than his PC can take.
Yes.
I'm just hoping it's this screen over here. We're
this one?
Well, you'd have to go further.
Oh, yeah.
I just hope I don't know what's on my hand now. There you go. Yeah. Brown note.
Someone had said, and I don't know that, I have a hard time believing this is true, but I want to get your take on it.
Okay. I'm a skeptic.
Because you are a purveyor of ice cream as I am.
I'm not a purveyor. I'm a connoisseur.
A connoisseur.
I don't sell it. I eat it.
Right. You eat it. Okay. It's not 1 o'clock in the morning. I'm not my best. I have been told by this person that after the second bite of ice cream, it doesn't matter the flavor because it all tastes...
No.
There's something that happens with the taste buds or the frozen level or something.
I can believe that to an extent for certain flavors of ice cream, like vanilla and slightly different vanilla, or vanilla and cookie dough, or something along those lines. But because...
Or bad... I mean, cheapo, I have no flavor in it ice cream.
Here's the thing.
Not like dryers or...
Here's the thing. this sounds terrible. I've eaten Neapolitan ice cream in the dark, and I always know which part I'm eating.
That does sound terrible.
It also sounds... Yeah, it's like eating Neapolitan ice cream in the dark sounds like a dirty, dirty three-way.
Let's explain that for those people who aren't...
Oh my God, did we just expand on the shocker? You got your chocolate, your strawberry, the vanilla in the middle. Oh boy. Oh. I'm not happy anymore.
I can't believe that you admitted to eating Neapolitan ice cream.
That's
like eating sherbet.
No, it's not. Because I have testicles while I do it. All right, here's the thing. Ever since that Simpsons episode, everybody thinks the same thing when they eat Neapolitan ice cream.
Help me with the reference, because I haven't followed it.
Homer goes to the freezer, pulls out the Neapolitan, strawberry and vanilla are left. He's like, oh, Marge, I need more strawberry chocolate vanilla ice cream. Because he's just eating the chocolate. But anyway, that being said, what is wrong with Neapolitan ice cream? Now, I do have to admit, when you mix it all together, it's funky, it's freaky, and it's sexy, but it's I guess if you're eating that, I would agree that anything that came after that wouldn't even have any flavor, because that's so almost putrid.
Yes,
but also good. I don't know, it's a weird thing.
Yeah,
it's like eating a gigantic chocolate covered cherry, because I'm pretty sure red is a flavor. Like, that's just the flavor the ice cream is. It's not strawberry, it's just red flavor, like Kool-Aid.
So. Yes. If you don't put the allotted amount of sugar.
So.
Oh, yeah. I wanted to give a quick, so I
please,
can close
this
stupid
some,
window.
Let's give some shout-outs.
Thank you to Seth Davis for the Two Barred shirts. They should be in the mail. People should have them, like Douglas, Michael, and his son, who thank you for the action shot of you Two Bards in the Two Bards t-shirts.
Yes.
And thank you, Laura, for the contact Neil deGrasse Tyson link at the Hayden Planetarium. We are going to, I don't know, should we try that?
Here's what I'm
because
planning
then
on doing.
It sounds like it's a self...
I'm going to estimate his weight, and I'm going to estimate how much energy would be released were he to crash into our room at the speed of light.
Okay.
And hopefully, if that is correct... He will be intrigued and will come and... He won't be intrigued. We should.
But we should... I mean, that would be
great.
Yeah,
what the hell?
That's a great question.
Yeah.
I'd like to see the math on that.
Yeah. Well, it's a pretty simple equation.
I'm sure it is.
It's one of the big ones.
On me.
All right.
E equals MC squared?
That's the one.
Yay! I've memorized three letters and a number.
Energy is equal to mass times the...
constant rate
the,
of...
The speed of light squared.
Squared.
Through a vacuum. Not squared through a vacuum, but the speed of light through a vacuum squared.
Right.
Light changes speed through different mediums.
See? So it's going to be tricky
See?
Calculating.
See? Because it's in air. But and we would have to assume STP.
Cloud layers.
We'd have to assume standard temperature and pressure.
Right.
So that's sea level with one atmosphere of pressure at 70 degrees or, well, I think it's, what is it, 20, I don't know, Celsius. So we got another question coming in. Since you brought it up, what are your favorite ice cream flavors? And that's from Paula Moran. You're a Moose Tracks guy, right?
Like, I am, but technically, and they don't sell it anymore, asshole motherfucking sons of bitches.
Sounds like a gross flavor.
But the Denali Ice Cream Company that Moose Tracks and Bear Tracks and made a Kodiak, which was a dark chocolate ice cream. No
with
cups.
Bear teeth in it?
No, nothing. Right. Just, and you could taste dark chocolate. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It was an amazing ice cream, and Fred Meyers carried it for a while. Sorry to everyone listening to that at home. Fred Meyers carried it for a while. In fact, I took that and probably one other half gallon to a Toastmaster class.
Oh, yeah.
That I was in to give a speech about something that we loved. And I brought this in and I got extra points for, because I had cups for everybody. And I'm like, this is something that I love. And I scooped it out and gave this whole presentation about the Kodiak ice cream. Hmm. But anything with. Sweet, like Goo Goo Cluster ice cream with marshmallow, caramel, fudge, chocolate, those types of mudslides.
Mm. Yeah. So you're a big-time chocolate guy. I like, so there used to be a dairy called, I believe, Thanos Dairy out on Woodinville Duval Road.
Mm-hmm.
They closed. They were next to a giant glass church. I don't know what happened. I think they caught fire, whatever. Their pumpkin ice cream... Oh my god, loved it. Like, it was so good.
Mm-hmm.
For store bought, I'm gonna have to go with Americone Dream, the Ben and Jerry's Colbert. Oh, yeah. It's waffle cone, chocolate covered waffle cone flavored ice cream. Really good.
Although that, when did I get that?
Oh, that was white chocolate raspberry.
White chocolate raspberry yum.
Yum.
Was the actual name. Tillamook Dairy.
Tillamook. And Tillamook is good.
Yeah.
Like, they are fairly cheap, but are amazingly high quality.
Yes.
As a dairy. So.
Umpqua is another good one if you can get it. I usually only find that in Oregon. I can't.
No, there's Umpqua. Like, we found it. I found it here before.
Oh, they've got some good ones.
Maybe Whole Foods.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Well, they're from Portland, right? Whole Foods.
So,
I bet. In the fancy section of Fred Meyer, they have it because that's a Portland.
True.
So I bet the fancy section of Fred Meyer has it.
Hmm.
And then Laura Adams asks, "Do you like gelato?" Gelato's fucking awesome.
I do like gelato.
Yeah, gelato's good. Pistachio gelato.
Yes.
Oh, green pistachio gelato.
Yes.
Terribly tasty.
Going
Costco.
Back to
green.
Oh, yeah.
That was really good. Like, for $1.50, they will scoop you up 3 scoops of gelato in a huge cup. Oh, my God. So good for $1.50.
I will say that, going back to the ice cream, and pretty much the gelato question, ice cream short of pineapple or lemon, there's not one I don't like.
Mm-hmm.
I like blackberry. I like strawberry cheesecake. I like Marionberry. I like huckleberry. I like... Cherries, Jubilee, pralines and cream, cookie dough, chocolate chip, mint, whatever. I love ice cream.
Apparently.
Gelato, I got to stick to more of the...
classic flavors?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not a big fruit gelato person.
Yeah, well, you get back into the like, sort of the sherbet / sorbet
feel. Yeah, but like amaretto.
Oh,
classically
I
Italian.
I love amaretto.
But
amaretto, pistachio, and cherry. That three combo.
Okay,
Holy shit.
That sounds
There's a restaurant,
amazing.
I forget where it is, but that was their dessert. It was amaretto, pistachio, and cherry gelato. Another thing, that I want to... So if you get...
Should not do these podcasts before I eat.
If you get pure vanilla bean ice cream, like really good pure vanilla bean ice cream, the stuff you can pour over it to make it amazing is so... Maple syrup.
Yes.
Holy shit. Honey. Whiskey. Oh my God. Like, you just pour that over the ice cream and it is incredible.
I bet agave nectar.
Agave nectar. Go, sure. Sure. And you're pissing off a vegan at the same time. There's some vegan somewhere who's just like, Yosemite Sam to get up because you poured agave nectar over ice cream. So, yeah, it's good stuff. You do have a question here from Chris Piazzo asking about Lagavulin 16. I think we've had this discussion.
The Lagavulin 16 is my go-to favorite scotch ever.
Yeah, Chris. Jeez.
It's like also... Yeah. It's also the scotch of Ron Swanson on Parks and Rec. It is also what Brian Cox calls the cognac of scotches.
Which is pretty funny if you think about it.
Yes.
What does Ron Swanson say about clear alcohols again?
They're water?
No, he says...
I can't remember.
It's clear alcohols are for rich white women on diets.
Amen, brother. but yes, and then the Lagavulin Distiller's Edition, which I found out that Andy got me for Christmas, the 2013. There's a new one.
What?
In a new box.
Holy crap. So...
And Total Wine and More, it's $109.
So we'll be going... What is your next big...
Ken on the Hot Tin Roof opening
there
last
week.
There
you go. There you go. Well, closing will be the...
Oh, okay.
Since I'm taking over your spot at ECCC because it's closing weekend for Cat on a Hot Tin Roof.
You're doing it?
Yes, because I want to go to ECCC.
Oh, good. Are you doing it all 3 days?
I think so, yeah.
So that you get...
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Yes, but the for me, it's about going to ECCC.
Right.
I'm super stoked.
I would love to, but it's closing weekend,
I know,
and I can only do one day, and they couldn't get badges.
Yeah,
and blah,
so
blah, blah.
What are you gonna do? What are you gonna do?
That's awesome. Who's there this year? Who's the biggie? Is it Michael Dorn?
I'm sure it's Michael Dorn. I don't even remember. I don't care about the big people
because
go for them. I go for the little booth people that I like Mark Wade, who's awesome, and you know, I mean, Kyle's gonna be there and Jim's gonna be there from Kirby Crackle, and you know, they'll stop by and say hi. That's always fun.
You should go see if Carlisle's on Artist Alley. He's the one who did my Star Wars
Alien.
And
I'll check it out. Do you want me to have him re-sign it or take back his signature?
No, just tell him I said hi and I'm really sorry I tried to put Sarah Moore on my head as a hat.
Why?
Funny story.
Okay.
At C2E2, the Chicago Comic and Entertainment Expo last year, Sarah and I were going down Artist Alley, and we saw him, and he was one of our favorites, does amazing Star Wars work.
Yes.
And did the 2008 Gen Con poster, of which, when we screened...
Darkness.
And he still had a copy of it, and I was like, that's awesome. I really want that. So we were talking, and somehow we're talking about cheerleading, and I said, I was a cheerleader for a semester in college. And he was like, no. And I was like, yes. And I was like, here, Sarah, remember. And I did the, you know, bounce, bounce up to put her on my shoulders. And I did the bounce, bounce up, and I'm old now, and I don't get the extension I once did.
Right.
And so...
That's what I've heard.
I got her over... I cleared the head, but I didn't move the head out of the way. So I just took and sat her down on my head, which caused my neck to snap and her to say, ouch. And then I set her back down and looked like a real idiot in front of this famous guy. Not to mention... And so now when Sarah will sometimes say something about a hat...
God, now I get it.
Now you get it.
It's all...
And now everyone gets it.
Everyone gets it. No
Sorry,
one should
Sarah.
Have ever
I
sh- gotten
I
sh- it.
No.
But now...
Especially my neck, nor...
Everyone gets it.
Sarah's Wonder Woman parts.
Mm-hmm.
But she did get a bikini out of it. You're welcome, Jeff. You're very, very welcome.
I don't even want to know. I do, a little, but I don't.
Oh,
you bought her one in...
Yeah, she always had wanted a Wonder Woman
outfit.
Ish. outfit bikini, but never was like, and she put us up and drove, and Sarah Korn did all this stuff. So I got them presents, and hers was that.
You hear that, ladies? If you want something from Scott Brown, just let him violently ram his cranium into your genitals. That's all you have to do.
I did not do that for Sarah Korn, though. She drove me around in a van.
Oh, okay.
And she still got a present.
So you got two choices, chauffeur or headbutt to the cooter. Those are your two. That's how
there
you get
there are
stuff.
Many other options.
Uh-huh.
Ask.
Yeah, uh-huh.
They're not preferable. Oh. First two are preferable.
If you can somehow work them together. Like maybe you're strapped on the front of the van.
Yeah. Whilst. Yeah, oh, that boy. Would be. That would be.
That was terrible bad.
Do we have any other questions, please?
Do we have any other questions?
Let's get out of this one.
Chris just says that he had a bad memory with Lagavulin.
I am so sorry.
They treated him wrong. Treated him wrong.
Did you start with something other than scotch? Because that's about the only way I can see Lagavulin. Or you drank the whole bottle. That's the only way I can see that going wrong.
He made screwdrivers with it. What's wrong with that? Brush his teeth first, then shot it. Right? Ate 2 bites of ice cream first.
Not if it was vanilla bean.
That's true. There you go.
It'd be amazing.
So, do we have anything else?
Oh, I would love to make butterscotch with Lagavulin.
With actual butter. Just
and butter. And then pour that over ice cream. Yes.
Oh.
Stick a butter in one hand like a bullet in the other.
Baking up that sausage, boy.
Melt them together. Make a nice hot tea.
Wow. Isn't that like pretty close to what a hot toddy is? It's like butter and brown sugar and... It sounds gross. Yeah. I don't really know what it is. Oh. It's a Christmassy drink, right?
Yes.
Yeah, kind of rum. Is it rum?
Usually, yeah. Okay. Rum. Rum toddy or whiskey.
Okay.
Hot buttered rum.
Hot buttered rum.
It's right
hot
there
buttered
in the title.
Rum, hot buttered rum. Hot buttered rum. It's too...
Give me some more hot.
It's either too late or too early for that. I don't know which one it is.
Early.
Should we bitch, by the way? Should we bitch about daylight savings time while we have a second?
I'd love to.
What the fuck? I know you guys are sick of hearing people bitch about daylight savings time, but seriously. Seriously. The second the electric light was invented, that shit should have never been brought up again.
Yeah.
And the candy company, this is a truth, by the way. I don't believe it's a conspiracy. I believe there are recorded donations, but the candy companies lobbied to have it extended so that Halloween happened earlier in the day. So that the light lasted longer.
That's why that happened?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
You know what?
Fuck them, get rid of it.
Oh, Jesus Christ. This is the stupidest,
Leave it at the Halloween's longer time. I don't care. But quit vacillating back and forth the hour.
Why don't you lobby to have school let out at a half day on Halloween? I'd be behind that, because to me, Halloween's a great holiday. I love it. It's my birthday eve. Let's do that. Get out half day. Fucking let me sleep my normal hours.
Hey, try doing a show that gets out at 11:30 on Saturday night.
Oh.
Try to go out drinking and lose an hour.
Yeah.
And have to be back at noon to do the show on Sunday.
In fairness, lose an hour more than you normally lose when you go out drinking.
Yeah, but I mean, this is gone.
Yeah.
I ain't getting it back.
Yeah. Because usually I jump from about midnight to 3, so.
Yeah.
Now it's just midnight to 4.
But it was midnight. Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. And it was. That was a brutal, brutal Sunday show. Mm. Only 3-2 more. Because we don't do the fourth Sunday anymore. Pay weekend night this Wednesday for anyone in the South Puget Sound region who's listening to this. Brian and Tiffany.
Yeah. Cat on Ted Rowe. Good stuff, though. Right? Yeah.
Yeah. We already got a lovely write-up by Alec Clayton, local area theater critic, who said, my acting blended into the character of Gooper.
Like an ice cream swirl. You couldn't taste it after 2 bites.
Which I'm assuming he was saying
that... He was tired. He just lost an hour. I'm kidding. You're a great actor.
He's the author of that right there, Backside of Nowhere.
Mosby's Dictionary? Oh, I got you.
Next to The Master by Gene Johnson.
Yeah. So, other things that we've been talking about for you guys to hear that we normally would just talk to ourselves about. We, of course, are both big time into True Detective. Big time.
I love that too. That show. True Detective. Holy crap. Yes.
Oh my God, so good.
And the
finale aired on Sunday.
How come they only did 8 for a season? How do you do
that? Dude, it is movie quality. You got 4 movies out of that, essentially. It's so good. I would rather have 8.
But Game of Thrones is 10. Is it 10?
It's 10. Every season, 10.
I thought they were
10. And season 9 is always the one where shit goes bad. Or episode 9, sorry. Episode 9, everything goes bad. Episode 10 is like, well, here's some stuff to get you through to the next one. So, really, it's like 9 episodes and
a pre-cap. A bomb, a salve for your sore, sore,
swollen. So, for all of you watching live, my tablet just ran out of juice. Womp womp.
Shouldn't have, it's...
It's pulling more than this can supply. So, it's dead. My tablet is dead. So, we can't get your live comments. You want me to... Nah, we're almost done.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, unless you want to, go ahead.
Well, we're not going to get any comments while we're still going, unless we call it early.
We're not going to be able to read them over there anyway. So.
Well, this blows.
So, True Detective, next time I'll charge it before I get here.
Oh, okay.
Based off The King in Yellow, I think we've talked about that before, so I started reading The King in Yellow. King in Yellow is a... It's a Lovecraftian, like, pre-20th century, so like the late 1800s, very, very late 1800s, Victorian-y sort of horror anthology.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's one writer, so it's not really an anthology, but it's a collection of works that talk about and happen around this fictional play called The King in Yellow. So that's what this is pulling from.
And it's 2 acts. The first one you can watch, and anyone who watches the second act goes insane.
Right.
I just heard this on the radio yesterday.
Nice.
I was just going to say, did you know that there's a tie? Of course you do.
Of course I do.
Because you know everything.
So I started reading it. It's very difficult, as things from that time are very difficult. Not necessarily like it's a complex story. It's that the language gets so flowery and so proud of itself that it's very cumbersome to read.
Number 7 on the Amazon best-selling book list.
Because it was free. For a while.
And because of movie, True Detective. But an 1895 work.
Yeah, is now number 7. That was relatively unknown.
Yeah.
Like, it was known by literary people, but it wasn't, you know, in horror aficionados, but it wasn't really...
I'm going to have to go back and watch all of these again, because I don't understand the references to that.
Carcosa is a reference.
I know, but okay. I don't... I can't wait to watch... Unfortunately, apparently, the last one
for this tonight. Season, and the next season won't have McConaughey.
Oh, I should be streaming it. Why?
Because he's just done, I guess. There, I think my understanding is this is going to be more like a place Gothic. To tell these stories. So it'll be a new cast and a new story,
like American Gothic or American Horror.
American Horror, yes, yeah, not American.
No, that was a TV series done by
Sean Cassidy. Yeah, that's right. That's right. It was. That's right. I forgot about American Gothic.
Brilliant.
I liked Erie, Indiana. Remember that one?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sorry.
And then...
True Detective.
True Detective. Well, I mean, we're pretty much done with this, but... super excited about it. If you haven't watched it, go watch it through however you can. And very good.
HBO only.
HBO only, no a la carte. Yeah, I want 17 golf channels. No.
No.
No. If they sold HBO as a standalone on the web, they would get my $10 a month.
Yeah.
In a heartbeat.
A lot of people's $10
a month. In a heartbeat. But cable companies don't want that.
No.
Comcast doesn't want that. And they're already throttling every fucking site I go to.
Except Netflix. They paid money.
There's yeah, and the second they paid money, it started getting good again. Mm-hmm. I have not had a single buffering issue since then.
Yep.
Comcast, you fucking suck. Eat a fucking busload of ass.
Although somebody said,
mm-hmm.
Netflix is, and I don't know anything about this, but that all they're doing is they're paying Comcast for the delivery system of the broadband because they own so much of it, as opposed to somebody else for the fiber. So
that's bullshit, and I'll tell you why. Okay, I pay great. Comcast for the delivery system. I pay Comcast $175 a month for the delivery system.
Right.
It, because I want it fast.
Mm-hmm.
They should give me whatever I want to get through that delivery system because I fucking paid for the pipe. I'm their customer. Netflix shouldn't have to pay this shit. This is bullshit. This is fucking bullshit. And all of this because you don't want some fucking liberals voting in abortion law. Fuck you people. Sorry, I'm really ragey about this.
Apparently.
It should be regulated and it should be considered a common carrier. And because I'm paying what I signed up for to pay for, the contract I fucking signed specifically had terminology in it that said I was paying for the pipe to my house and that they were not responsible for the content that they were delivering. So I couldn't hold Comcast. I can't sue Comcast if my kid watches a video and goes out and stabs someone. I can't sue them for that. Yet right. suddenly, oh no, we don't supply the pipe. Fucking two-faced loophole pieces of shit. Very angry right now.
Okay, let me make you happy.
All right.
Tiffany Schmidt writes in.
Tiffany Schmidt.
Hey guys, question.
Yes, Tiffany.
And I think this may close it out. We're at an hour.
Okay.
And this one's going to be too hard for me to wrap my head around. So, pick a Nicolas Cage character for each of the following categories.
Okay.
Banish, marry,
okay.
One night stand.
Okay.
And represent the human race for first contact with alien life forms.
Okay. Banish, Wicker Man. One night.
Amen.
Yeah. Marry, Weatherman. He's got a really nice crossbow.
No, right, yeah. Okay, that's what I was thinking. I thought it was matchstick, but no.
No.
It's weather, yeah.
Okay. One night stand. Vampire's Kiss? Vampire's Embrace? Yeah, I think it's Vampire's Kiss. One Night Stand. Represent the human race. That dude from the Croods, I guess? We don't have to see him very much. It's good. Oh, no. Lord of War. They would be scared shitless. Lord of War.
Mm. I will go with Banish and Marry.
Okay.
I would have to say One Night Stand is going to be Night Rider. Why can't I think of it? I just had the fucking name. Comic. Hell. Skeleton. Fire. Night Rider. No. Hell Rider. No.
You're talking about the where he's got the flaming
Nicolas
head?
Nicolas Cage, yeah.
Great, now you've put it, I can't.
That one. Isn't it Knight Rider?
No, it's Ghost Rider.
Ghost Rider, yes. Yeah,
but I'm going to go with
that, because that seems like a...
That's the Mary?
Hot ball.
Or that's the One Night Stand.
That just seems like a hot ball of...
Yeah, don't One Night Stand what. Raising Arizona, or you'll be fucked with a kid. Don't do that.
No. And, representing the human race. There's National Treasure.
Yeah, okay. I can see that. Yeah.
Because he knows a lot about all these other things. So, first contact with the aliens.
What was National Treasure? What was National Treasure with magicians? What was that called? Oh, that was the Sorcerer's Apprentice. Because it was the Disney...
Yes.
Like, yeah, yeah. No, not him.
I thought you were going to say Da Vinci Code.
That was when Tom Hanks played Nicolas Cage.
Right.
God, come on. So yeah, those are my
Oh, thank you, Tiffany. Yes, Ghost Rider. We're still live streaming, though we can't see it because we're getting confirmation.
This is awesome. This is great. This is a great way to do it.
Everybody text me. No, don't.
No, please.
So, I will get all of Michael Purdue's porn texts to my...
All right, do.
Go ahead, Michael. Yeah. Go ahead.
All right.
It's fine.
It's funny you mentioned porn texts when there's a glass butt plug behind our camera. Seriously, what is that?
It's a pear.
Well, there's only one of them.
It's a pear.
For one.
It's an ornate glass.
Pears aren't flat on the bottom, and they don't have nipples on the top. That's a butt plug.
That's...
It's pretty burly, though. It's probably safe.
It's safe, but that's a one-time entry, no-time exit. Or a very painful exit. Because there's no... it's... Whoosh,
That's like a big box Nacho Supreme exit. Yeah, I know. I see what you're saying.
Not that I know what a butt plug looks like.
So, looks like one of those Kong dog chew toys.
Right.
Only the peanut butter goes on afterward.
Ruffles have bridges.
Oh. Oh, new Pringles ribbed for her pleasure. Who wants a mustache ride? I miss the Pringles. Ugh. I don't anymore. I don't want one.
There you go. That's what I'm here for. I am universal contraceptive. Look at this mustache.
You're more like those. You're more like those, like penis shredding rape condoms. Because it just fell right off and rolled down my pant leg.
On that note, Neil deGrasse Tyson.
If you're listening and you're not too busy watching True Detective to come on the show,
please,
please
come to the podcast and be a guest.
We'll do the math about you getting here later.
And we won't talk about rape condoms.
I really fucking hope not.